possibly at your short-term expense, possibly different than what you had conceived of the exchange to be and so forth. Well, here is where the standard applies. By taking yourself out of it and viewing it from the outside and looking at how you would react to the kind of person you're being in this situation. What you're going to do is not specifically what you would want the other individual to do in every case to you, but you are rather going to be the kind of person adopting the kind of code of conduct, the general approach to the subject, the way of handling it, the dealing with it, and so forth. Every exchange presupposes a difference in values between two people, or the exchange can't take place. If our values were exactly the same, there is no way we could exchange, because there is nothing I could give to you whereby you could give me back something greater in value to me without giving up the greater value yourself for something of lesser value. It's the fact that happiness is relative that makes mutually profitable exchanges possible. But that doesn't mean you just deal then with anybody whose standards are different. You deal with people whose particular values in a particular exchange are different. Yes? We can clear that up, I think. First of all, the I am what I am is not the standard, but rather the recognition of the reality of what I am at the moment. And the kind of person I want to be and so forth is the standard of my conduct and my action. But you will give up something at all times, every moment of your life. Life is an expenditure of resources in order to obtain the maximum happiness that you can get from yourself. No matter what situation you find yourself in, no matter what kind of an ideal environment you can create for yourself, you will still be expending resources. With the most mutually profitable exchange, you will still be giving up resources of some kind. But what you're trying to do is to identify the way by which you can get the maximum return for the minimum expenditure of resources. So the fact that you are giving up something that you ideally or hypothetically would not want to give up is a fact of life rather than something to be considered good or bad. You will always give up resources. You will always use up a little bit of your limited time on earth, for instance, in any situation. You will always use energy in any situation. So you cannot enter a situation and expect not to give up anything for what you want. But you will decide among the alternatives that you can conceive which is the one that provides the greatest happiness for the smallest expenditure of resources. And that is how you ask yourself, am I giving up too much in this case or too little? The only answer is there another situation I could have that is realistically available to me where I could give up less and get more? If so, then I'm giving up too much in this case. It's not profitable enough.
Maybe other things in the short range will produce more happiness than the one that you do to gain the long range happiness. See what I'm saying?
There are things you could do in the short range that would produce more happiness immediately than the long-range course of action. Now, the individual has to make such a decision based upon how possible is this long-range thing. One man will say, I won't take any of this in the short term because I've got this grand plan in mind, and when I get the completion of this plan, I'm going to have durable, complete happiness. Nothing will ever interfere with my equilibrium again. I'll never again feel anxiety or uneasiness or discomfort. The other individual looks at it and says, well, that's fine, but it's nothing but a pipe dream. He can try to get that, but when he gets there, it isn't even going to be what he thinks it is, and even on the way there, he's going to run into so many obstacles, he'll never get there. So I refuse, even though I can conceive of what he's saying, I refuse to accept his judgment in the situation. He has decided this grand plan is possible. I don't think it's possible, so I settle for the short term. I say I'll take what's in the short term, and I won't give it up because I don't believe you can get what you think you're going to get in the long term. So one of the considerations of long term versus short term will be, what, with my knowledge, do I think is possible to get? What is the maximum well-being I think I'm capable of obtaining in this life, first of all? And secondly, how do I go about getting it? Now, if I decide that I really don't know anything for sure beyond tomorrow morning, then I will live for the maximum happiness, the biggest doses of happiness I can get tonight, without any regard for the long-term consequences or anything. But if, on the other hand, I've already decided that tomorrow morning probably will come, and I'm concerned about that, then first of all, I don't want to do anything that will be greater unhappiness tomorrow than the limited happiness tonight. And secondly, I might lay some plans, some production plans, meaning plans that will not bear fruit this minute, but will bear fruit sometime in the future, to create a more elaborate structure that might give me a much